Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. I am so excited to join everyone this morning. I hope your weekend went well. Mine did also. Me and my husband, we celebrated our first year wedding anniversary. It was such a blessing. And so to all the couples out there, continue to stay unified, continue to operate as a team, as one unit. And I pray for blessings upon all of your families as well, for those that are listening to the show live, as well as those that will be listening to the replay line. Well, today we are continuing Metamorphosis Shadow. We are continuing talking about snippets from the book. This is the third week. The first week we kind of went over the introduction. Last week we talked about snippets from the first chapter, which was the broken vessel. And today we will be in chapter number two, embracing the truth, i.e. the mirror. Can we look at ourselves in the mirror, which is a huge question that many individuals have to ask themselves if they can, and be honest with themselves. Be honest with who they really are in that precise moment in time. Be honest about what's going on in their space. Be honest about what's going on within their heart. Be honest about what's going on in their minds. What is their thought process? And be honest about where you truly want to go. What is the next step for yourself? And a lot of times we can never get to the next step because we don't embrace the reality. We don't embrace the truth of what's actually going on in our everyday life. Good morning to the leader in you. I say good morning to all the leaders that are either A, awakening to the fact that you are a leader. Maybe this is just your morning that you have really realized that you are a leader. I say good morning to the leader in you. For those that have been in the trenches for some time, those that need to be rejuvenated, those that need to, get a little bit more redirected focus in terms of what you're going to be doing within your leadership capacity. I say good morning to you. I say good morning to the leaders that's training other leaders. Good morning to you, because that takes tenacity, that takes effort, that takes energy. You're pouring into another being so they can be their best self. So I say good morning to you. I just want to say that a lot of times as we go on our journey, we are in different seasons of our life. We're going into different places of our life, and sometimes we, have to take a pause and take an assessment of our life. Just as a business, hopefully everyone takes an assessment of your business every quarter, which is something that I talk about from my business coaching standpoint. But it's the same thing when we talk about our personal life. We should take an assessment every quarter. What's going on? Sometimes it may be, every other month. At the end of the month, it's different type of assessments we can have on our everyday life, what's going on in the course of a 30-day cycle, what's going on in the course of a quarter. Are we hitting our personal goals? Are we hitting our family goals? Because a lot of times we step out there and we become a leader, but home life is messed up. We have to be authentic leaders, and being an authentic leader is very important to have home life situated as well, to have home life good, to have home life balanced, to have home life healthy. Because if we're constantly going out, past our home doors, and we're giving to all these people, and we're, sharing and being a leader and speaking life, but in our home, is it crumbling apart? We have to take care of home, ladies and gentlemen. And that's when we talk about embracing the truth in chapter number two. And to embrace the truth is something that you have to accept the reality of one's life. And a lot of times that can be challenging. What is your truth? That's the question I would ask. Because when we talk about embracing the truth, everyone's definition, although we can look in Webster's Dictionary, we can see a centralized definition, but I ask you today, what is your truth? What's true to you? The mirror reflects a representation of self. When you look at the mirror, you see a reflection, not only of the exterior, but what I would suggest to everyone listening to this show, the next time you look in the mirror at yourself, look a little deeper. What do you see beyond the surface, right? And a lot of times that's what we even want people to see. We want people to see beyond our surface. We don't want individuals just to see our outer, right? We want someone to go deeper. We want someone to see the core of who we really are. But a lot of times, people
can't pull those layers back if you're not trying to be transparent and allow them to see it. A lot of times we assume individuals can see the deeper layers in our, you know, self. However, that's not always factual. That's not always so. And the question I want to pose to you is, what does the mirror reflect back to you? If you haven't done this exercise yet as you're listening to the show, after the show, I want you to go look into the mirror. I want you to say to yourself, what is your truth? What's truth to you? What reflection do you see in the mirror? Do you see a representative, or do you see your authentic self? Have you looked within the mirror of your own eyes? What does it say about you? Does it speak to who you are and what you are? What reflection can you see through your eyes? Destiny realized that she was holding the truth about her life in her bosom, almost scared to breathe because of the fear of what will happen next. Now, for those of you that are just joining the show, good morning to the leader in you. We've been on a series of talking about and dissecting the new book that I just released, Metamorphosis of Shadow. So for those that may not have heard the show 2 weeks ago, Destiny is the main character in this book. Destiny is, trying to find her purpose. She's going through a metamorphosis herself. She's going through a series of transitions to identify who she really is, not what others say she is. The story goes on to say, bursting with the urge to scream, she spoke quietly to herself that this is no way to live. Destiny thought to herself, in this new season of my life, I must embrace the truth of what has happened in my life from childhood. I want to put a pause right there and just talk about that for a second. A lot of times we, in our adult life, we have gone through things in our childhood, and it has flowed over into our adulthood. It has flowed over into our leadership capacity, and a lot of times it is hindering forward movement. I'll say that again. It is hindering forward movement, and the reason why it is hindering forward movement is simply because, you know, we are so bogged down into what happened to us in the past, and sometimes we don't even realize that we have hindered ourselves, or the past is trickled into the now, and it's trickled into even how you lead, you know, because a lot of times based on certain individuals' traumatic experiences from their past, it can have an impact on your present moment. So that's something I want us to really dive in and look in. How do you really manage? How do you really lead? Do you lead from a fear tactic where you're constantly, you know, saying things or doing things, trying to keep your people just under you? You know, how do you lead? Because there's some people use scare tactics just to keep a team of people, you know, but are those people with you because they truly want to be with you? Is it authentic? Do they really love you? Or are they just flat out scared not to leave whatever it is you're over, right? You know, we want to create a space where people are confident, where people are comfortable, where people are saying, you know what, I am following this leader because I genuinely connect to their mission. I genuinely connect to what they're speaking to me, and I believe that they can have an impact in society. You know, individuals that choose to follow you as a leader, you know, will do so, and a lot of times they will connect to you perhaps also because of what you have transition from and things that you may have been a survivor from. And so that is a replication as well of look at who is in your team. Look at who the individuals that make up your organization. Look at your organization. Look at your business. It may not be a nonprofit. Maybe it's a for-profit business. Look at who is in your entity. I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't care how many people it is. Look at who's there. What type of an exchange takes place between you and your team, right? Is it healthy? Is it fruitful? Is it stagnant? Is it growing? Is it dying, right? What is the situation? Those are some things you have to think and you have to ask yourself. The question a lot of time that we must have on our mind is, how do I move forward? Sometimes people get stuck right there, right? When we think about the word reflective, it's talking about being capable of reflecting light or other radiation characterized by deep thought. Now, I ask you, when you start to look in the mirror and you start to see your reflection, I want you to think. You have to go into a space, perhaps maybe you have not even gone into before, but I want you to go into a space that you really think about who you are. Give yourself some personal R&R time If you can't do it at home because it's too busy, too chaotic, go to the library, go somewhere where you can tuck away and you can be unto yourself, even if it's in the car. Look at the mirror in the car. Have the air on. Know it's the summertime. You know, and look at yourself and spend some time with yourself. Sometimes we don't have that quiet time, whether it's 5, 10, 15 minutes. We must take that time for ourselves. This is another excerpt from the book. It says, it's time to live. It's time to be free. It's time to awaken to that hidden part of me that has existed in the subconscious of my mind, to which I always thought it could never be. This is my moment to just be. Failures, triumphs, bad experiences, roller coaster of emotions, not know which way to go at times. A lot of times that's the situation. You know, our roller coaster of emotions, not knowing which way to go. So many thoughts rushing through my mind, but how do I let go and just be? It sounds easy, but how do I do it? Ladies and gentlemen that's listening currently on the show, we thank you for being a part of this show. And those that's going to hear the replay, thank you also. How do you move forward is the question. And how do you let go? Because sometimes it's easy said than done. And what I submit to everyone that's listening to this show is that you are powerful. You are strong. You are mighty. I speak life to you right now that you will be able to embark on your metamorphosis experience, that you will be able to break those chains that have been binding you, that you will be able to walk into the new, that you will even be able to look at yourself in a mirror. I know even just that task can be difficult. Sometimes, you know, we have a mirror right in the bathroom, and some people avoid to even look at themselves, whether it be shame, whether it be whatever it is, right? You know what that is for you. And the thing is, at the end of the day, we must find ourselves in a place that we constantly are moving forward, that we're constantly saying, you know, I want to be better. I want to do better. I am better. And I submit to you this morning to say some affirmations to yourself when you finish listening to the show. If you replay this show and whenever you finish listening to the show, say some affirmations, create the affirmations. And if you don't have any, you can use the ones I'm sharing right now. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am a king. I am a queen. I am strong. I am an overcomer. I am a conqueror. I am going through my transition phase. I am undertaking a metamorphosis in my life. I will be better. I will be my best self. This is a new season. I am walking into my new season. I am not the same person from last year. I am not that same bruised child from years ago. I am healed. I realize what I've gone through, but I'm healed. I realize what happened to me, but I am healed. I realize that I was tormented, but I am healed. I realize that I was at the bottom, but now I've gone through a phase that I realize that I no longer deserve to be at the bottom, but I am at the top, not to be over someone, not to be lord over anyone, but to help pull someone else up, because I, too, used to be at the bottom. And because you can identify with that, now you are thrusting into your leadership capacity. You now are leading from an authentic space, but also you're taking a look at your own current home life. And if it's out of balance, if it's not in sync, if it's not a flow, if it's not healthy, before you walk out those doors to try to lead anyone, you're going to make sure you're leading in your home. You're going to make sure your home life is healthy. That is super important, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of times we're operating on fumes, and I say fumes because if home life is not balanced, if home life is not healthy, we can take and speak before thousands of individuals. None of that matters. Are you representing yourself as an authentic being when you step to that microphone and on that platform? Think about what your home life is. Get your home life in order. Now, when I say get in order, does that mean it's going to be an overnight process? Absolutely not. But sometimes it starts with a simple word, and I'm going to say it. I apologize. A lot of times, you know, we wait for the other person. Let's break the ice, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be the leaders that we truly are, right? Let's step into the game, and let's be a conqueror. But let's be a conqueror with others. Let us not just be the only chief, right? Let's train and educate and pour into someone else that they can also rise above the situation that they're in, and they too can overcome and go into their metamorphosis experience, and then the cycle will continue. Ladies and gentlemen, us as leaders, it's not for us just to have a horde of people unto us worshiping us. No, 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 no. We have been called to be leaders so we can pour into, and so that cycle can continue, so that person can become a leader and they pour into someone else. It's all about a cycle, ladies and gentlemen. It's not all about the one. It's about the many. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for taking a car of your time this morning to listen to the show. For those that's going to listen to the replay line, we support you and your efforts. For those that need some business coaching services and would like to check out my website, it is www.CatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com. Again, I'm giving a shout out to my husband, who I love. We just experienced our first year anniversary. Hugh, more love and prosperity in our upcoming second year of marriage. To everyone, again, that are married, I, you know, support you. I speak life over your marriages. And I'm going to see everybody at the top. Join us again next week as we go into chapter number 3.